Hello, hey, I'm Ed Vinson here at the Emerald Coast Marine Marketing Department. We are here with Lynette Jones this morning. She is our registration and title clerk, or title clerk as it may be called, and she's going to walk us through the things that might be needed, well, that are needed when it comes time to register your boat. Good morning, Lynette. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from?
Good morning. Yes, I'm Lynette, and my family's originally from Maine. But I'm an Air Force brat, prior military myself, and married to the military, so I've traveled quite extensively. We've been here since 2014 and enjoy the area. And I enjoy working at Emerald Coast Marine and doing title work very much so.
Very good. Yeah, right now she's the first face you'll see when you walk in the door here, or for the most part. That's right. Okay, so let's get into it. Lynette, once I purchase my boat, how do I get it titled and registered?
Well, purchasing a boat is quite different than a vehicle. Usually when you buy a vehicle, you go off the lot either having transferred your registration or getting a temp tag. With a boat, there's no transfer. You can't take one boat and transfer it to another. It's going to be an original transfer. It's going to be an original title and registration. So when a person buys a new boat, then after the sale, I will take the documents, fill them out, and either work online with my computer system, which is connected to the Florida State Registration System, or I will physically take it to the tag office to have that registration and title processed.
Okay, very good. And what am I required to display on my boat and trailer by Florida state law?
So when you have a boat registered in Florida, you have to have your FL numbers and your registration sticker on the bow either side, and you have to have your license plate on your trailer.
Okay, so that's different than the FL number. What is the FL number?
The FL numbers are the Florida registration numbers that are assigned to your boat. These are the numbers that you're going to adhere to both sides of the bow, and then one side is going to have the registration sticker. This lets Florida Conservation and Wildlife officers know that you are in good standing with your registration in Florida.
Okay, so is that something that you guys provide, or do I need to go, where would I go to get those numbers put on the boat?
When your boat is registered, you're assigned the FL numbers, or if you buy a pre-owned boat that was registered in Florida, those numbers will stay with that same boat. We do create custom FL numbers here, or you can purchase your numbers at any retailer that sells numbers. They're right. Just vinyl numbers.
Okay, yeah, like Lowe's or whatever, Home Depot, something
yes.
like that. Okay, all right, so how long can I register my boat for?
So your boat is registered determined on your birth month. So you can register your boat for 1 or 2 years. But note that if you buy a boat in April and your birthday is in May, you're still going to pay a full year till May, which is basically only 1 month because they do not prorate. This is disappointing for our customers, but it's out of our control as the state regulates this. But the long answer is you can register for 2 years at the most.
Oh, okay. All right. So is the cost of my title and registration fees, or are they included in the price of the boat?
Some places may include it in your price. However, here at Emerald Coast Marine, since we don't know the exact cost that Florida is going to charge for the registration and title fees, we will let you know once we have the registration and title back from the state how much those fees are. So they are not included at the time that you pay for your boat and sign all your documents. For that reason, we don't know how much it's going to be.
That's odd. Why is that? Why do we not know? Is there not like a chart or a graph or?
Correct. It's not, because it's based on the person's birth month. It's based on the length of the boat, the size of the
engine,
yes, the year. So all these factors go into it that create what the fee is going to be. It's not just a simple chart that you can look at.
Oh, okay. So what if I buy a boat in Florida, but I live in another state? Is that a different process?
Yes. So if you buy a boat here in Florida, but you live in another state, if it's a brand new boat, then we will complete all of the manufacturer statement of origin, which is basically the birth certificate of the boat, motor, and trailer. It's called an MSO. And we will provide that to you with other documentation so you can take it to your local DMV and register your boat.
Interesting. Okay, so here comes the fun part. Coast Guard. What is Coast Guard documentation?
Coast Guard documentation is for those boats who are going to be traveling in international waters. The reason for that is if you're in international waters and you need some assistance, having a Coast Guard documented boat gets you covered under the Coast Guard's umbrella. So you can get assistance from the Coast Guard even when you are out in international waters.
Okay, so that kind of explains my next question was why would I need Coast Guard documentation, right? So
correct.
Is there anything? Okay. So how long does that take, the documentation from the Coast Guard? How long does that take?
The Coast Guard documentation process is several months, unfortunately. I guess they're backlogged, but it can take anywhere from 3 to 8 months to have the process completely done to where you have your certificate.
Okay, so what if I'm buying a new boat and I'm ordering it, for example? Is that a process that can be started at the time that I order the boat, and then maybe that kind of all gets wrapped up?
No, we cannot start the process until you are actually the owner and the boat is in your physical presence or has been turned over to you.
I gotcha. Okay. All right. So what's the duration of, or how long can I get the Coast Guard documentation for my vessel?
You can get it for 1 year or 5 years.
And
so
does,
if you're going to keep your boat for a long time, it would be best to do 5 years. If you are planning on just using it and then changing out to a bigger boat, then I would suggest only Coast Guard documenting for 1 year.
Oh, okay. Now, what's that cost?
It can cost anywhere from $300 to $800, depending on if you have a lender associated with your boat. The lender may require a certified Coast Guard documentation service to process that boat. They charge more. If you own your boat outright and you have someone do it who is not certified, then it's going to cost less.
Okay. So what if I buy a pre-owned vessel? It's already Coast Guard documented. Does the Coast Guard document transfer?
Yes. In a way, the transfer, the Coast Guard documentation does transfer through a process called exchange. And all that is sending an application to the Coast Guard requesting that the boat be placed in your name as the new owner. You can pick a new name for the boat, but the Coast Guard documented number will remain the same.
Okay. So is there a need to, or if there is a need, can I remove the Coast Guard documentation? Why might I need to remove it?
Well, if you buy a boat that's Coast Guard documented already and you're not planning on going to international waters, you can have the Coast Guard documentation deleted, and that is called a deletion process. That doesn't take as long. It can be done probably within a month and a half or 2 months. And it is not very expensive. It's under $50. So if you wanted to remove the documentation, you could do that. Then once the documentation is removed, you have to title and register it in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay. So I guess that was part of the next question. Do I have to register a vessel in the state of Florida if it's Coast Guard documented?
Yes, you do.
That's okay. All right. And then do the Coast Guard documented, it's kind of maybe redundant here, but do the Coast Guard documented vessels have titles? And I think basically that answers that, right?
So, well, these are two different questions. So, there's a lot of confusion around Coast Guard documented vessels and registration. Many people think you don't have to register a vessel if it's Coast Guard documented, when in fact you do. But instead of being issued FL numbers, the state of Florida will issue a DO number, which is a documented number. And the difference is Coast Guard documented boats do not have to put those numbers on their bow, but they must put their documented registration sticker, which is just a square sticker, 3x3, somewhere in the cockpit where it can be seen. A documented vessel does not have a title because the certificate of documentation replaces that.
Okay, good information. So, title clerk, anything else you'd like to add you think that might be important for our both new boat owners and our repeat new boat owners that are possibly coming in, or did we pretty well cover everything?
I think we pretty well covered everything. Just know that if you currently own a boat and trailer, the one thing that is transferable is your trailer plate. So you can transfer the license plate from your trailer to a new trailer or different trailer, and all you need to do is make sure you have your original trailer registration, because that on there has a bill of sale. So be sure to keep all of your documents, registrations for your boat and your trailer, any titles, so when it comes time to trade it in and get a bigger boat, you have all those documents to turn in, and it can go smoothly.
Very good. Lynette Jones, everybody, thanks for coming in.
Thank you, Ed.